Welcome to the Seed Pod for Beginners. I'm Miss Ashley, and I'm so glad you are here with me today as we sing and learn about God through nature and the Bible. Heavenly Father, please bless all the boys and girls who've joined us today. Help us to learn so much more about you and come close to Jesus. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. I want all of me to be for Jesus, and I hope you do too. When we sing our song, let's touch our head, shoulders, knees, and toes, and give yourself a big hug while we sing All of Me for Jesus.
Head and shoulders, knees and toes, knees and toes, knees and toes, head and shoulder, knees and toes, all of me for Jesus. Head and shoulders, knees and toes, knees and toes, knees and toes, head and shoulder, knees and toes, all of me for Jesus.
As we sing, I'll Take Turns in the next song, pretend that you are taking turns with the different toys and activities that you hear about in this song. Let's try it.
I'll take turns with my airplane. I'll take turns with you. I'll take turns with my tricycle, for Jesus wants me to. I'll take turns when I'm spinning. I'll take turns with you. For Jesus wants me to. I'll take turns with my airplane. I'll take turns with you. I'll take turns with my tricycle. For Jesus wants me to. I'll take turns when I'm spinning. I'll take turns with you. I'll take turns when I'm sliding. For Jesus wants me to.
It's time to review our Bible story from this week. I want you to help me out by saying the answers out loud after I ask the questions. Can you do that? Question 1. Mary gave Jesus a gift. What gift did she give him?
Perfume.
That's right, perfume. It was really expensive and smelled so good. Question 2. Did Mary try to show off by giving a really, really nice gift?
No.
No, she wasn't trying to show off. She gave it quietly when no one else was watching. She just wanted Jesus to know how much she loved him. And question number 3. Why did Mary give Jesus such a nice gift?
Because she loved him.
It was her way to say thank you to him for helping her have a better life, to be free from her sins. Our lesson today is Sense of Smell, Ezekiel 20:41.
I will accept you as a sweet aroma.
Jesus wanted us to enjoy everything he made for us, so he gave us something called senses. Our 5 senses are ways that we can learn about things around us. When we see, that's with our eyes, or we hear, that's with our ears, or we smell, that's with our nose. Or we taste, that's with our tongue. Or touch, that's with our finger or skin. We are using one of our senses that God gave us. Some of our senses work together. That's why if your smeller, your nose, isn't working well, like when you're sick, your taster, your tongue, won't work as well either. Then it's hard to taste the food. Things that smell send out tiny little smell particles. Smell particles float through the air and into our noses. We can't see them, but when the smell particles get caught in our nose gives a message to our brain that helps us know what the smell is like. Some smells, like the smell of something burning, help keep us safe. If you smelled something burning, what would you know? You would know there's a fire and you need to get it put out. Let's practice using our senses. Our senses help us learn about our world. So I want you to imagine a bunch of sheep. Can you do that?
Yeah.
What do the sheep look like?
They with white fur and blue eyes, a black dot in them.
And what do the sheep sound like?
Ba ba ba.
What do the sheep feel like?
Soft.
What do the sheep smell like?
They smell stinky.
They might need a bath. I don't recommend tasting a sheep or licking a sheep, but what might it taste like?
Gross.
If you went up to a sheep in a pasture, it might taste like wool or dirt. That's kind of silly, but you're using your senses. Okay, let's use our senses for a fruit. Now I want you to imagine a watermelon. Are you picturing it? What does the watermelon look like?
It's red with black and white seeds. Green.
It has green on the outside, kind of some wiggly stripes. Dark red on the inside and black seeds. Good. What does a watermelon sound like when you take a bite out of it or when you put a knife in and cut it? Kind of crunchy. What do watermelon feel like?
Soft, like goo. What?
They feel kind of wet, kind of hard, kind of squishy. What does a watermelon smell like?
Good.
Smells sweet, doesn't it? Like watermelon. And what do they taste like?
Sweet, sweet watermelon slices.
Sweet watermelon, of course. People can tell the difference between 10,000 smells. That's a lot. But dogs have noses that are 1,000 times better than people. We use our eyes to see what's happening, but a dog uses its nose. A dog's nose needs to be wet so it can catch more smells. If its nose gets dry, God taught the dog how to lick its nose so it can be wet again, so it can smell better. Sometimes dogs use their wonderful noses to help find children who are lost. In our Bible story, Mary's gift to Jesus was special because it smelled so good. What made Mary's perfume gift so special?
It smelled good. It was a stench.
It smelled really good, didn't it? And it was given with love. Can you think of something Jesus made that smells wonderful?
Yeah, the fruit.
I think granola baking or oranges and bubble baths smell good. Would you like to thank Jesus for those nice smells? Me too. It's memory verse time! Our memory verse this week is Mark 14:8. She has done what she could. Now let's learn it in a scripture song.
She has done what she could, she has done what she could. She has done what she could, Mark 14 verse 8. She has done what she could, she has done what she could. She has done what she could, Mark 14 verse 8.
I'm so glad you chose to join us today as we have our time with Jesus. You can keep listening to this podcast and the other one throughout this week. You can also go on to startingwithjesus.com to find your coloring picture and other special programs. It's time for prayer. Dear Jesus, we are so thankful that you've given us so many senses, including the sense of smell. Thank you for the smell of fruit and trees and flowers and all the wonderful things that we love. We pray that you'd help us to have thankful hearts and remember to say thank you to those who've done good things for us. Please come into our hearts today, in Jesus' name. Amen. Jesus really does love you. Can you tell someone you meet today that Jesus loves them too? And with that thought, our closing song, Jesus Loves Even Me.
I am so glad that Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me. I am so glad that Jesus loves me. Jesus loves even me. I am so glad that Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me. I am so glad that Jesus loves me. Jesus loves even me.
The Bible study material used in today's devotional podcast was used with permission from My Bible First. If you'd like your own copy, go to mybiblefirst.org. To download today's coloring picture and for more programs like these, check out the description box below and visit our website, startingwithjesus.com.